Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 16. God had mercy on me, so that Christ Jesus could use me as a prime example of his great patience with even the worst sinners. Then others will realize that they too can believe in him and receive eternal life. The Apostle Paul never forgot his colourful past. He'd been so committed to his Jewish faith that he'd gone to extraordinary lengths to destroy the church. He was convinced that Jesus was the enemy of everything he held dear, so he enthusiastically threw his energies in trying to crush Christianity. When his life was turned around on the road to Damascus, it changed everything. He came to realize how wrong he'd been, and to see the wickedness of what he'd done. He felt that he was the worst possible sinner. He knew he didn't deserve the love and forgiveness of God. It was given entirely because of God's mercy. Mercy is a wonderful word, but it can be very hard to receive because we all understand the principle of justice. If I exceed the speed limit, I expect that there will be consequences. That's how a system of justice works. And we all want to live in a society that respects the principles of justice. If I do something wrong and have told that there's no penalty and no rebuke because I've been forgiven, that flies in the face of justice. That's what the Apostle Paul struggled with. He knew he deserved condemnation, but what he received was mercy and forgiveness. Paul's experience of mercy totally changed his understanding of life, and he concluded that if God could have mercy on him after his catalogue of sin, God could be merciful to anyone. Here is good news for all of us. Whatever wrongs we may have done, God reaches out to us in mercy. It may be hard to take because we know how richly we deserve to be condemned, but God opens his arms to each one of us and promises to set us free. So let me ask you a question. How do you respond to the fact that God has treated you with mercy? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you've not treated us with justice, but with endless mercy. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.